Good morning. This is On the Ground IPSY on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm your host, Patrick Campion. It is a pledge drive edition of On the Ground IPSY. So, Brianna, welcome. We're going to chat a little bit longer today about what is On the Ground IPSY and why it's important in our community. So introduce yourself and tell us about what you do.
I'm Brianna Kelly. I'm the project manager of On the Ground IPSY.
Brianna Kelly. Okay, now I got it. Good.
I'm the project manager of On the Ground IPSY. We're back for another year after doing an initial five-month stint starting in January. So I'm living and working in IPSY, continuing to do so, and going to community events.
Shining a light on some of the great things happening in our community, right?
Connecting with residents, keeping an eye out for those important stories that normally don't have the chance to be told.
And that was kind of the genesis of this, was a call for more positive Ypsilanti coverage. And we're not saying positive in like the sunshine and rainbows kind of positive, but looking at that there are problems and that there are solutions, and and discovering and talking about the people working hard on those solutions to try and make a community better for all of us.
Yes.
That is quintessentially the goal of WEMU every single day. And if you would like to keep these kind of partnerships going, and to be honest with you, we'd love to have 10 Briannas here every single day. Maybe not necessarily Briannas, but high-quality reporting talent here every single day out in our community. And the more resources we have from you, the more likely that is to happen. So for now, what we do is we reach out to community partners like Concentrate Media, say, you know, we'd love to work on this project with you. Absolutely. What can we do for you? But the future of that depends on you. So consider a pledge to WEMU, 888-299-8910, or donate online at WEMU.org. Keep things like On the Ground IPSY going strong. All right, we got that out of the way.
All right.
Now let's talk about what you did yourself this week.
All right, so I wrote a story about IPSY's bid in the U.S. Department of Energy's Sunshot Prize Solar in Your Community Challenge.
So solar is something we've talked about a lot here. So what's this Sunshot Challenge, and why was it important to IPSY? What did you discover real quick? And then we'll bring your guest in here to give us the expert information.
So IPSY is vying for $500,000 in funding to expand solar throughout the city. And the city has partnered with Solar IPSY and Charthouse Energy to basically, you know, make a bid for this money, this funding.
So who did you bring in this week to give us the scoop?
Dave Strensky. He is the founder of Solar IPSY.
And Dave, I'm writing your name down to it. So Dave Strensky, Solar IPSY. All right. Dave, welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
So what's this Solar IPSY thing?
Solar IPSY, I like to describe it as a loose group of volunteers that's been educating, designing, installing solar power from around the city.
And you're an IPSY guy, I take it?
I've been here 20-some years.
All right, you qualify as an IPSY guy, then, I guess, if I'm allowed to make that designation. I don't know if the official welcoming crew from IPSY will support that decision, but your membership is at least on the bargaining table so far. So, Dave, why is solar important to you?
Well, I'm an engineer. I'm not an environmentalist as much, and to be honest, I love the technology, and I like to just put money in people's pockets. That's the way I look at it.
So let's talk about that a little bit. I know that we've run stories talking about that there is a place where renewable energy crosses a threshold and it becomes less expensive. I don't know if expensive is the right word, but long-term ownership, long-term usage becomes less is an investment in a household at some point. Is that happening? Or are we getting there? Or are we past that point?
We're there today. So, okay. Solar power in general across the nation has a positive return on investment. It's going to have a better return on investment in places like California, Arizona, where they get more sun than Michigan. But it's still a positive investment here. And the payback period is about 7 years. So the way I like to describe it is I want people to reach out into the future, grab 7 years of electrical payments, pull them forward, put solar on your house, and then you have essentially free power for 30 years.
So how long has Solar IPSY been around?
We started in 2005.
Okay. So you've been fighting this fight long before.
It's not a fight. This is my hobby.
You've been hobbying this hobby since long before it became a financially feasible option for the masses. And you described you were kind of just interested in the technology piece of it.
And to put a point on that, so when I did my first project in 2005 on the roof of the Ypsilanti Food Co-op, I bought a panel, and it cost me $1,000. and it made 190 watts of power.
Okay.
Today, I can buy a panel the exact same size. It's $250 and generates about 300 watts.
So in that 13-year period, we've made that big of a leap. What has happened in the world to allow that to progress to that point?
There's actually two main things that are going on. The scientists around the world are able to tweak the chemistry and get a little more power out of every solar cell. So it's the same price, the same size, but you're getting more power. And then the Chinese kind of went nuts on this about 4 or 5 years ago and just massively scaled up the manufacturing. And so now it's they're getting economics of scale on the manufacturing side.
So it's just like any other piece of technology that at first is going to be way expensive, but then as we find better methods for manufacturing, find ways to make it more efficient, and then it just starts to be produced more, the costs go down.
Yeah, as a computer guy, I totally equate this to computers and cell phones. First computers I bought was in 1990, and it cost me $2,000, and I don't even want to say how slow and dumb it was. But there was a small community. They bought at that price because they could make money with it. And then volumes went up, prices went down, and as every time the price goes down, another community comes in, and then it's a virtuous loop, and that's what we want with solar panels.
So you've been hobbying along with Solar Ipsy for several years here. What made you make the leap into getting involved with this Sunshot project?
So I'm kind of known around town as the solar guy, and so people are constantly sending me emails or tips, you know, hey, you look at this, did you look at this?
I just want to say it's a lot better than how I'm known around town, so you should be happy with being known as the solar guy. So people are looking for tips.
Or sending me tips, yeah. And so I stumbled across this one, and I said, oh, let's give it a shot, you know, who knows. And so we partnered with the city. The city actually submitted the application. Okay. I'm kind of like the lead instigator. Charthouse Energy is doing most of the money work, the money side of it, the financing, lining up the contractors. And we have three projects, and we're targeting training local people how to install solar. We actually use them to install solar on a project. And then the idea is to do multiple of these and grow jobs, and oh, by the way, we're going to have, you know, solar power, which saves money, and then oh, by the way, we might, you know, have some effect on climate change.
So this is more than just you get $500,000, you put $500,000 worth of solar panels on a few buildings downtown. This is about growing into the future of having even more. So if you give a guy a solar panel, you give him energy for one day, but if you teach people how to put them all over town, you can make energy forever.
That's it. So the challenge is, we actually didn't get any money up front, so okay. we're finding creative ways to finance projects, and that's through Charthouse. I have to really tip my hat to them. They understand how to make this stuff kind of work on low cost. But if we complete all of our projects and then do better than everybody else in the challenge, we have the chance of winning $500,000, which I want to then have the city use for solar rebates so that more local residents and low-income people can take advantage of solar power.
Do you see Ypsilanti? I know that we've done tons of stories about solar in Ypsilanti over the last few years. Do you see them as a progressive community in regards to adoption of this renewable energy source?
I might be biased, but I'd say we're the best in the state. and a couple of data points here is, so we went from basically zero in 2005. We're over a megawatt now. And if I divide that by our population of about 20,000 people, we're at what's called 50 watts per capita. And according to Environment America, that makes us a shining city, and we would rank in the top 20 cities with watts per capita. I'm kind of playing with the denominator there, but it's still a good number. We also just won a solar award from the Solar Foundation, first and only in Michigan. And next week I go down to Kansas City to receive another award with the mayor to get a Smart City Award.
And these are all things that are bringing people to Ypsilanti. You're talking about creating jobs. You're talking about being the forefront of a burgeoning industry across our country. You know, if we get into this realm, is there a possibility that this could be something that helps Ipsy not only get in more renewable energy, but really grow with new jobs and a possibility of manufacturing here or things along those lines?
I've been trying to coin the phrase solar destination.
Okay.
And that's what I want Ipsy to be. I want there to be so many solar installations around town that people from around the Midwest, maybe around the country, would visit, you know, to purposely seek out Ypsilanti. They would hear a solar talk at this location. They could walk down the street and see six different ways that people put solar on their roofs. And so economic value or benefits to the city more than just the free power you're going to be making.
We talk a lot, like with New Park Ridge, they're really focused on renewable materials and green building methods and things like that. I know that you mentioned you're working on a project that involves solar, too. Tell us a little bit about that and how people can help that effort move forward.
On the Park Ridge project?
No, on Habitat for Humanity.
Okay, so I have a whole nother project going on.
Right. It's related, though.
And so I realize that, and in Ipsy too, I mean, most of our solar is actually coming from the big 800 kilowatts we put in the cemetery, or they put in the cemetery. And I've also noticed that most of the homes that have solar are people of middle or upper class peoples. So the thought came on to me is like, well, how do we get solar to the people who need it? If I can put solar on a low-income person's house, I'm basically going to put $50 in their pocket for the next every month for the next 30 years. So someone, again, gave me an idea saying, well, why don't you talk to Habitat for Humanities? I talked with them. They love the idea. And so we have a project in flight now where we're trying to – I didn't know this. They've built over 40 houses in Ypsilanti over the last 30 years. And so they know those structures. They know the ages of those roofs. And so the idea is to pick a dozen or so of the best houses from a solar perspective and put solar on those houses.
Well, and this makes sense. They've done the programs where they'll trade out your fridge for a more efficient fridge or your furnace or things like that. So why not take it to the next level and let's power part of the home with the energy coming from the sun? And you're right.
Or all of the home. And again, like I say, I mean, more than having another solar installation, you're basically putting $50 in the pocket of a person, who could probably use it.
So what is the last question for you is, what is the big barrier towards this becoming ubiquitous? That what is standing in the way of solar being on every house in America or every business in America?
Well, it still comes down to money. So it is a positive return on investment, but it's a 7-year payback. And most businesses, if it's not a 2 or 3 year payback, they're not interested. So that's the key. So with the Habitat project, if anybody wants to help out with that one, call up Habitat for Humanities, the Huron Valley chapter, and donate money to this solar project, and let's see if we can't solarize all of the Habitat houses.
And the more solar that goes in, the less expensive it becomes for everybody else.
Again,
and then
economics,
it's a cascading
scale
effect.
I mean, if I have a contractor coming in here doing 100 jobs, his prices are going to drop because he's going to get economics of scale.
Dave Strensky, thank you so much for being here on behalf of your hobby that's turning into something bigger, Solar Ipsy, and best of luck along with the city of Ypsilanti and winning this grant, this Sunshot Challenge. That would be a big boon to the city.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, Brianna, welcome back.
Thanks.
Dave and I had a nice chat there about solar. I'm always interested in sucking in as much information as I can, and I'm enthralled with the talks we have every week because I learn something new. I learned something new about solar this week. What am I going to learn next week?
Actually, my story next week is about Habitat for Humanity of Huron Valley's work in Ypsilanti and Ypsilanti Township. So we'll be talking a little bit more about that and definitely plan to give Solar Ypsy another shout-out in that story, too.
Great. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing about building homes for those that need them in our community. That part of their goal is that the home doesn't become a burden on its new residents.
Right.
So worthy stuff. We'll look forward to hearing more about it next week on the Ground Ypsy. Brianna, thank you so much for your time today. Dave, was great to meet you and get you on the air here at WEMU.
Thank you.
This is 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.